Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
It's Craig. This week, I hope this video makes you uncomfortable. And if you're listening to the podcast, you should check out the audio because I'm talking about masturbation and I'm in a bathroom in a hotel still. So I told Carl on our team, hey, I'm going to shoot that video and that podcast for you in the bathroom on masturbation. And then he said to his wife, hold on, honey. Craig's talking to me about filming masturbation videos in the bathroom. My life. Here we go. If you hear that echo, it's because that's where I'm at. And this is the place that I would say oftentimes you bathe, you shower, you shave, you brush your teeth, you floss. But sometimes in marriage, maybe you resort to the bathroom instead of the bedroom. So today's question is, can masturbation help my marriage? So, hey, we're taking the whole month talking about this because, like I've said before, anywhere I go, especially with the youth, sounds so old, with the kids these days, they want to know, like, well, tell me I can do this if I do that. I think I told you once that I heard, somebody talked about journaling. If you can have, you know, thoughts about the Lord, it's great to masturbate and it's okay. So I think we want justification sometimes from people, maybe that we listen to or we follow, and so, man, if they, or we go follow those people, we follow the people that we go, okay, well, at least they'll give me justification for this answer. Oh yeah, okay, in this rare case, we found that this could be a blessing for your marriage. Okay, good, that's what I wanted to hear. And then we take that out of context. Ultimately, what's gonna help your marriage is communication. It's gonna be building a closeness between you and your spouse. And that's on a physical level, on a spiritual level, on an emotional level. From a number of those things. So sex being one of them. So can masturbation actually help my marriage? You sitting here on the toilet while she's sleeping, I don't know how that's going to help you. If I really think about her, well, go talk to her and go do something with her. You know, I was doing this and I really felt like this is what I know feels good now. Okay. Like, so sure. Could I find maybe one or two or three things that would say, yes, y'all, yeah, this is going to really bless your marriage, brother. Well, I never talk like that anyways, but I just think we're digging for, like, man, in what case can I do this, man? Am I going to, you know, we made this video years ago, every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten. That was like 2003 XXX Church. You can Google it. It's called Operation Save the Kittens. It's a great video. But does God kill a kitten when you masturbate? No. Does masturbation help your marriage? I don't think so. I think ultimately it's going to keep you apart rather than keeping you connected. I think the goal here is for you to have sex. I'm talking like to Carl because Carl runs a lot of this stuff on. Hey, Carl, like, let's do a month on sex instead of a month on masturbation. I'm tired of this. But, those are going to be the things that help your marriage. Like when you're actually connected to one another and you're actually invested in each other and you're actually pursuing each other, not just pursuing something else. Man, have sex, like you and your spouse. I think that the problem is that a lot of women maybe don't have as much of a sex drive as men, but if they knew, man, you desired them and you pursued them, I think they'd be more game to have sex with you. Like, take that effort instead of going to find a place for you to put that on them and see how that turns around. And then make a goal in your marriage. You know what? Hey, you know what? I want to have sex more. And I mean, my wife and I, we try to say, hey, granted, I'm gone right now. And so that's not happening. But hey, when I'm home, we try and say, hey, we're going to have sex every other night. It doesn't mean like if we have sex on a Monday, like Tuesday. Nope. Can't break that. Like, I'm a rule breaker. She's a rule follower, but I'm a rule breaker. So, but it's just kind of a way where we both said together, hey, for our marriage, for us right now, that would be a great thing to kind of go after. And so, you know, it's something to kind of then check in with to go, okay, hey, how are we doing this week? How are we doing this month? Hey, you know what? We've only had sex twice this in the last 3 weeks. Hey, you know what? We're not, what's missing here? So it gives us some sort of thing to shoot for. You know how many families, parents or couples I meet? It's like you can't keep your hands off you each other when you're dating. Then you get married and you never have sex anymore. And that's, man, if you're living in a sexless marriage, I don't care. I mean, I don't care what you tell me, how connected you are. You're not. Like, you're not living in that best space in your marriage. So you and your wife, instead of you asking me more questions about masturbation, you and your husband, you go sit down and go, hey, how often do you think about sex? How often do you think about masturbating? How much do you want to do this? And then you guys just say, hey, you know what? Let's agree to try and do this X amount of times this week and hold each other accountable to that, to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'd really like to try and have sex more with you. Hey, you know what? What do you need from me in order for that to happen? So there's a lot we can talk about there. We have a whole series on sex called bestsexlifenow.com. But hey, if you're struggling and you don't know, you know, who to talk to about these types of things, we have a small group program. We have like 800 people involved in it. We have, I don't know, 80 something small groups that meet every day of the week. There's groups for men, groups for women. There's safe places online where you can have conversations like this. You can even be in the bathroom when you have them. But it's good wallpaper. Great. This is Florida. Florida's finest. Anyways, there's a coupon code for the month that we've got here in November. Go to smallgroupsonline.com. Use the coupon code dollar. You get small groups for the whole month for a dollar. We think this is, I mean, we don't think, this is the best thing that we offer because it gets you connected in a weekly meeting with somebody with 8 to 10 other people that are going through similar situations as you. And then you're connected on a group text, man, checking in with people, holding people accountable, praying with one another. It's awesome. So check that out for a dollar. I mean, a dollar. Anyways, I'm going to leave this bathroom right now. And thanks for listening and watching. However you digest this stuff, I'm out.
To the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.